if you're talking to a child that's been misbehaving, you say, if you do that again, I'll what?
If you do that again, I'm going to whip you, or else I'll punish you.
And suppose it was one boy talking to another boy. He said, if you do that again, I'll... Would he say the same thing?
Would he say the same thing?
Same thing that you would say.
If the boy talking to another boy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he gonna always say, I'm gonna beat you. Because one think they could beat the other one, but I find out one thing. You don't know whether if I'm gonna let you beat me or not. You might say, we'll fight.
And that's what the other boy would say.
Yeah.
if a boy keeps on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he's doing what?
He is in love. He is courting.
And would there be any different terms depending on how serious you thought he was?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Well, you would say that he's her what?
He is a boyfriend.
And would you have any other words, like when you're making fun of him, you're saying, oh, you're her...
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart? And she's his what?
She's his sweetheart.
And are there any other words that you would use?
And that's his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And if he came home one evening and his little brother looked at him and saw lipstick on his face, he said, oh, you've been...
Kissing.
And are there any other things he might say to make fun of?
I'd say, well, that's my girl, and I ask her for a kiss, and she kissed me.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he's been going to see her for a while, and then she won't let him come over anymore, what would you say she's done?
I say, well, she's tired of him now, so she must got somebody else, so now he's keeping him out.
Mm-hmm.
He won't let him come back again. Or maybe something he might have did that make her angry, and she won't let him come back.
And, what if he asked her to marry him and she says no? You say she did what?
Well, she stirred him up. She didn't want to marry him.
And what if she said yes, but then later on she changed her mind? Then what'd you say she did?
Well, I'll say then she didn't love him as much as he thought she did.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she make up her mind to marry him and don't look like anything should change it, but then something changed it.
And she did what to him?
She just quit him.
She quit him?
Yeah.
And what about if they were going to be married and then he's the one that changed his mind? What would you say he did to her?
I'll say he just quit her and she did, he just, well, he just tried to make a fool out of her.
Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, she didn't turn him down, and he didn't turn her down. Then they went ahead and got
married.
And well, at the wedding, who would be the man that would stand up beside the groom?
The best man.
And the girl that would stand beside the bride?
It would be the bridesmaid.
And did you ever have? This is an old-fashioned thing, but when a couple got married, their friends would maybe come around to their house and they might have a band or they shoot guns, make a lot of noise and this kind of thing?
Well, they don't shoot guns. They have a reception for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all the... Everybody who wants to go goes to the reception. They serve food.
Mm-hmm. But did you ever have a kind of thing where it was like playing a trick on the people that got married and you go out and try to scare them or anything like that? Did they ever do that?
No.
What do you call the kind of thing that particularly young people have in the evening when they get together and play music and they get on the floor and move around?
Dance.